This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, first thing actually is that no doubt people should learn Arabic language properly. And when we say Arabic language properly for the ilm, for the deen, we mean the language of the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the language of the Quran, the Sunnah, language of the Arab people in the Jahiliyyah, Arabic poetry, you know, with all the grammar. The people should know Sarf, they should know Nahw, they should learn, you know, Diwan al-Hamasa, they should learn al-Mu'allaqat al-Sab'a at least, and some of the early, you know, examples of Arabic literature, and then the Quran and Sunnah as much as possible, and some, you know, ikhtilafat of the fuqaha and fiqh and all those things, until a sheikh says to you, now you can teach, that's fine. But sometimes, if people are not ready to teach, you know, everything, so at least they can teach something small, like, you know, a sheikh can tell you, now you can teach 40 hadith of Nawawi, you can teach Nahw, you can teach Sarf. So you can ask your shaykh, or sometimes sheikh himself will say, my intention should be, you know, keep learning until you reach to the end, not, you know, just in the beginning. So don't worry about teaching. When the time will come, it will happen anyway, inshallah. First thing is, make effort to learn, inshallah.